W8FU.
Good morning.
Good morning. Up early. I don't know, breakfast in 30 minutes.
Yeah, you're only a few minutes away from it.
Yeah, I suppose I'm still usually up about by now.
I just left the house. It's foggy out here, this area.
Well, we haven't peeked outside yet, but looking at the cameras, it doesn't look too foggy here, so must be because you're out by the lakes.
Yeah, it looks like the fog is like just covering the sun. It looks like the moon at night, you know, with clouds, etc. It's really weird looking.
Yeah, I know the look. I haven't looked and seen here, though, outside yet. All right, let me, I just got moving. I got a few things I got to take care of, and I'll be back in here 5 or 10.
Travel safe, and we'll see you in a bit.
W8FU.
Hey, BPR.
All righty then.
Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Romeo Quebec testing. Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Romeo Quebec testing.
All quiet on the front today.
AB8PR from W8FU.
ABSI Mobile.
KF8S Mobile.
W8FU. You almost had audio.
Move up.
like interference on the outside. I'm here at Stony Creek on an HT, over.
Okay, gotcha. Stony Creek. Is there a lark today?
Affirmative. Yep, there is a lark today. We're at a different location. But there's plenty of room over here. It's kind of nice.
Roger. Yeah, you got some consistent bacon fry, which is competing with your audio, but other than that, you know, it's 100%, not missing anything, just competing with the hiss.
All right, I've got a little tiny signal to the antenna, so I'm not surprised. Over.
Yeah, again, you're fine, you're solid, you know, not missing a word. It's just that, it's just got that bacon fry in there that's competing with the audio. But the audio was better last time. Anyhow, no big deal. I just pulled up at home, so I'm going to get inside. But have fun. Beautiful day, man. Could be even hot.
Yep, I got a nice zero gravity chair sitting in the shade, so it's actually got a breeze. So, all right, we'll catch you later. KF8S.
Your buddy Jack there?
No Jack, over.
Roger, all right, catch you later. W8FU.
Yeah, beta.
ADAMS. Mobile.
KLABTI, KK6J. KFABTI, KK6J.
KE8VSI, mobile.
W8HBX, W8HBX, KF8AT.
KE8TFM mobile.
Again, this is John in West Bloomfield, F8CCO. Someone give me an audio report.
KE8, are you 8 mobile?
KE8, are you 8 mobile?
There he is. Well, congratulations. How'd it go?
Oh, it was exciting. I
son decided to get into a fight, and Marion needed an ambulance. So it was quite the event. Should have been there.
Okay. Your son getting into a fight sounds cool. I wish you would have been there for that, but maybe not. But I'm a little concerned. Mary need an ambulance. Explain or call me later.
Yeah, we made it for the service. All was good, all was hunky-dory there, all went well. And we standing in front of the church doing all the picture things. And, of course, she was a bundle of nerves. She hadn't eaten anything in 2 or 3 days. She was kind of dehydrated. I mean, you know, because I'm all worried about how she looked. And you know how women get about that kind of stuff. Anytime there's something formal, you know, they starve themselves, and she did it. And then all of a sudden, my best man says, you better grab her. And I couldn't figure out why. I thought he meant for the picture or something. And then he jumped right around behind her, grabbed her, and poof, she was out like a light. So they assessed her. They did all that other fun stuff. Hooked her up to the monitor, checked her sugar, did all those other normal things. And about a half hour later, they kicked her loose. So, we were pretty sure it was because of dehydration and, not eating in 3 days.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad she's okay, and I hope it didn't detract from the overall event. But how are things today and now? Everything okay now? Honeymooning?
Yeah, kind of just taking it easy, relaxing, chilling. Going to grab a pizza, so we're going to have a pizza tonight. So I'm going to stick a few calories in it. And but other than that, no big plan, not right now. We got a big plan for next year that we're going to do. Be like an over the top trip. I'll tell you about that when I see you. You know. So, but other than that, thank you for asking. The band was good, the food was good, the venue was good. I mean, all of it was real, real nice.
Yeah, it, from your description, it sounded like a real event, you know, and I think had I been a little bit, you know, more comfortable with knowing some more than folks and all that stuff, I'd have, you know, and if Andrea could have, that was the biggest thing, if Andrea could have went, I think we'd have taken you up on that. Sounded glorious, so. But, I was in rough shape anyhow. We had been doing a lot of heavy lifting and stuff, and my back was giving me some trouble, so. And it's still giving me a little trouble today, so probably would have been miserable. Anywho, well, good deal. Where's your place of choice for pizza? I think you said, but I didn't recognize it.
We're kind of fond of Cloverleaf. We like that one. Then the other one is that we're really fond of with CJ's, but, you know, they're either opened or closed. It depends if they can get any help. You know, that one over there in Jefferson by the Salt River, we're really fond of that one, but I didn't bother to call because, you know, I kind of feel sorry for that guy. Like, their hours are based on what they can get for help, so I just want to go through all that hassle. So our second favorite is Cloverleaf, so that's where I'm headed.
There you go. I do like Cloverleaf, so good deal. We don't have one really close here, so it's not often our choice here. We're kind of Jets fans, you know, for pizza. But it's close and convenient, so there's that. All right, well, very cool. I will have to get together with you. I know we got to do that radio thing, so maybe we'll get together. Coming up, and you can give me all the gory details.
Oh yeah, it was exciting. We were able to neutralize it though before it got ugly. So, you know,
So that all turned out good. But yeah, I'll give you all those exciting details off the air. I also have an idea I wanted to run by you, you know, you, Dave, whatever, you know, that, you know, on the nodes part of the world here. Take the node and I was wondering if, you know, on the P25 side of this thing and put the node on that part of it, you know. It's just something that I thought of, you know, maybe about a week ago. I kept meaning to bring it up to you, you know. I didn't know if that could be done or not, you know. It's strictly not, you know, but we can use it for just connectivity of that, you know, nothing, just kind of keep using it as we're using it, but could put that side of the this repeater to use a little bit.
Well, yeah, you know, the repeater wouldn't really work with a node per se, you know, or a hotspot, you know, one of the digital hotspots. You know, being a repeater, you got to get the traffic traveling between the repeaters, and it's a whole different kettle of fish, and it would be difficult to implement that. I mean, I suppose we could do it, you know, doing the, you know, the mediocre, you know, quality amateur way, but we like to keep it, you know, keep the commercial stuff going, V.24, and pass that around, and that's really the only way to fly. So I'm looking for a V.24 solution on the backhaul for the interconnectivity. I really just got to, you know, and then there's a big debate over, you know, what to connect it to, you know, so it's not quite that easy, you know. I mean, I could put it on what's it called? There's one of the ones for the repeaters. I forget what. I've got all this stuff stored away, and I've just ignored it for a while. But I could do that and then open it up to just, you know, every time Dick and Harry with a node. But, you know, honestly, then you get guys, you know, making fart and burping noises on the air between your transmissions, and I have no use for that.
I wasn't thinking of doing it that wide. I was just thinking, keeping it as it is and just having it. It's just, like, just a thought. It doesn't mean anything. So if anybody's listening, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a thought. You know, I was thinking, like, how it's being used now. Okay, so if you're mobile, rather than use a hotspot, you could use that. That's all I was thinking. You know, nothing Grandmeister, nothing, you know, whatever. Just something like that. That's all I was thinking.
Right, and I'm trying to take it one step further and figure out how would that get implemented, and, you know, there's really not any way to do that. You're kind of talking like, I mean, I don't understand, like, you know, I'd have some sort of a way to, you know, you'd be able to dial up your hotspot and connect up directly or something. I need to know what you're thinking and let you know, why we couldn't or if we could. Maybe you got an idea I've not thought of, but... You know, I pretty much, I think I know where you're going with that, and, you know, in order to use the hotspots, you got to get them on a network that supports hotspots, you know, and they got to be on the same, and, I mean, that's literally the same thing between repeaters. They've got to be on some sort of a network, and, you know, your hotspot just becomes another node on the network, and so, you know, that's my problem, is I haven't decided what kind of networking I want to do, you know, so... So anyhow, like I said, you can explain to me what you're thinking. Maybe I'm missing the point, but you know, there's no easy way to make it so you can just take a hotspot and connect up, you know, to the P25 side of the house on these without doing all the things that I've been trying to get done, you know, with it since we lost the P25 NX network. Anyhow, you know, which is, you know, yep, that's where I'm hung up. So.
No, I was actually just thinking more simple than that. I was just thinking, so let's say that if you and I were talking on P25 CMR, whatever the easiest, you know, take is, okay, you know, that would, and we would be connected to the who cares hub. That's all I was thinking, you follow me, and just leave it at that. So rather than these guys having, you know, the hotspot in their car, you know, to talk, you know, if they had another, you know, GP, P25, and that's all it did was just talk to that. That's all I was thinking, you know. But, yeah, we can chat next week or the week after, and we'll have lunch, and I'll draw it out on paper, and then you can tell me if it can be done, and we'll see if Dave likes it. If not, it's like I said, it was just a boring thought. That's all it was.
Yeah, and I can't comment either way because I still completely don't understand, you know, what your thought process is here. So we'll go from there because the who cares thing is analog, and you know, with a whole bunch of wizardry to get the digital inputs and stuff, which totally wouldn't work in this scenario. So you'll have to just explain what you're thinking. We'll, you know, instead of hashing it out here, which is not really productive.
No, I agree. I just wanted to let you know that I was kind of thinking, you know, and I know he did do some reflector that, you know, does have the side too. That's all I was thinking. So, okay, sir, I got to let you go. Thanks for asking. Thanks for caring. I'll give you the details on the drama next time I see you, and maybe you and I and Dave can have, and, you know, if it can't be done, that's fine. If it can't be done, come on. Silly, stupid idea. I'll talk to you later. NHKCD.
All right. Enjoy the pizza. Tell Marion we said hello, and we'll look forward to seeing some pictures and all that good stuff. And again, congratulations. So take care. W8FU.
Station, any station. Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. Radio check, radio check.